This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in this week for John Hockenberry. Today, the communist regime of North Korea celebrates the 68th birthday of their dear leader. That's Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il is well known for keeping his country and its citizens isolated from outside contact. Much of the country has no idea that the internet exists and has little to no communication with the global community. In fact, North Korea appears to have few signs of electricity in nighttime satellite images of the country outside of Pyongyang. But our next guest joins us with a rare peek inside of that cloistered country. The BBC's Paul Danahar has just returned from North Korea, from the capital city of Pyongyang, where he had the rare opportunity to meet with some North Korean students who may just end up being the next generation of North Korean dear leaders. Paul, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
So these were not just any students, we should say off the top. These were hand-picked students by the government, correct?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the universities that I was allowed into are the ones where the elite send their children. So I went to Kim Jong-il's old university, which is a Kim Il-sung university, which is about as elite as you can get. I went to the International Foreign Studies University, and I went to a teacher training university. So if you're in Pyongyang, you are already selected, because you can't live in Pyongyang unless someone lets you. And if you do something wrong, you're banished outside of Pyongyang. So anybody inside the capital is already a privileged person. Anyone who's going to university is even more privileged. And the people at the elite universities tend to be in the very top tier of the organization.
And how did you manage to get into the country in the first place? For a Western journalist to get in is so very rare.
And it took a long time. I applied about 6 months ago, and I applied to go and do a story about the English language training program that's being run between the British Council and the universities there, because I wanted to be able to go and do a story where I could talk to people directly. Because when you travel around North Korea, actually when you travel around Pyongyang, they won't let you outside of Pyongyang. I had two minders the whole time I was there. They slept in my hotel. They met me for breakfast. They took me home in the evening. I wanted to be able to talk to people in English and find out a little about their lives. So I got some access. I got to speak to people face to face. When I started straying into areas that the minders weren't happy with, they interrupted. But, you know, these people are pretty aware of what they should and shouldn't say. So obviously all their answers were slightly tempered.
And we're talking about a country where, as we said, people are cloistered from the internet, cloistered certainly from international television and radio. But you did speak to some students, as you mentioned, Paul Danahar. Let's hear one clip from what one of the students told you.
I hope to achieve speaking English, you know, so that I can go abroad and do some business, because I want to be a businessman.
Fine English for a young man who lives in a country that's cloistered.
Yeah, but funnily enough, I went to another university and they told me they were learning English by listening to the BBC World Service News. And they were doing that every day. So the elite's children do seem to be allowed to listen to some stuff. They were quite knowledgeable about the Iraq inquiry and about Britain and America's relationship. So there are some signs that perhaps they're getting ready to open up. It may take a generation, but that generation will know a bit more about the outside world than the present one does.
Did you get some confidence that these kids could wind up being citizens of the world in a way?
Well, put it like this. When I spoke to them, they talked about their aspirations of individuals. When I spoke to their faculty members, they talked about how wonderful Kim Jong-il was. So at least there's a sense that these people are thinking for themselves, at least at the moment.
Paul Danahar is BBC correspondent, Jerusalem Bureau correspondent for the BBC, but who just went to Pyongyang and had a visit with students and people in the North Korean country and was here with us to talk about it. Paul, thanks.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.